It's time again to find out what Ed has said. Hello and welcome to another episode of What Ed Has Said with me, your host, Eddie. Always faithful, always your friend, and always a pathetic little loser you listen to when you're completely desperate for some other form of entertainment. I hope that maybe I won't let you down, but the truth is, I might just do that. Now, right now we have a very special episode for you. Yeah, you. You specifically. You know why? Because you're just that valuable to me. You see, I'm just a recording on some website that or application that you use to get most of your other recordings. See, it is my duty to be heard. That's my destiny, is to be heard. And right now, you're helping me fulfill my destiny. Me, just a tiny little humble recording of some person who will never be important, will never be revered as one of the greatest people ever. No, just some dude who sits alone in his room with his computer and a microphone, talking. As soon as that voice comes out of his body, it becomes its own sort of entity with its own soul, its own energy, if you will. That's me. I'm the recording. I'm Eddie, but also not. You don't see me around. You can't see me, feel me, you can't even smell me, because I'm just a recording. Now, you can imagine that Eddie's talking to you right now, but that's just not the truth. The truth is that you're just listening to a recording. And it could be anybody. I could be some lunatic who's pretending to be Eddie just for S-words and giggles, you know? Now, this is a family-friendly show. I'm not gonna curse or anything. Sometimes I might keep it PG-13, but it's never anything explicit, right? But maybe someday it won't be like that, partner. Maybe not. Now, recently I've asked on my social media to my very faithful listeners. Well, actually, there's only about 3 responses that I received, but I'm still very grateful for them, and maybe in the future I'll get some more. Because as of right now I only have 3 responses, but in the future I might have 10, maybe 15. But let's be realistic here, nobody really cares that much. So, let me just take out my apparatus, and we can see what the responses are. The Candyman48 responded by saying, "The whack was school." I have no idea what that means, but let's roll with it. The whack was school. The school was whack. Oh, the school is whack. Sometimes it's whacker than most other days, but sometimes not really. No, as whack as school might be sometimes, I am just grateful that I could get out of the house, because sometimes it's just too much to bear with. Sometimes I just want to be working on something, making myself better, and I feel like school is a very good place to do that. Of course, there's a lot of whack stuff that goes on, like the kids there aren't always the best people, and the books are just kind of an inconvenience. In today's modern digital age, it would just be so much better if we could just download the textbooks onto our phones. But of course, we're not trusted with that kind of responsibility. Of course not. Of course, the school wants us to keep using these textbooks because they're too afraid to develop. So yeah, the whack was school. Of course it was. It always is. Now, on to our second response by a Gummy Doodles. She responded by saying, "Potato sandwiches." You know, I don't think I'm ever going to live that down, am I? No, of course not. It's just one of those moments that live in infamy for many, many years to come. Of course, most of you don't know what I'm talking about. Once upon a time, we were having a conversation. We were talking about food. You know, food that we like. Well, actually, that's not what the conversation was about. She just said that she was hungry, like she always does at the end of the day. And she said that she was very excited because her mother was making, I don't even remember the name of the dish. Something to do with potatoes. And she says that they were very good, and I said I'd never heard of them before. Now, fast forward to a couple days ago, sorry, I don't know where that came from. I mentioned that conversation. I referenced it. I said, oh man, I bet you wish you had your potato sandwiches. At this point, she was very, very confused about what I was talking about, because of course, that's not what they're called. That's not the proper terminology. You see, I called them potato sandwiches because that's what I remember them being. I remember the idea of a potato in between two slices of bread, like a sandwich. So I said, potato sandwich. And as soon as she figured out what I was talking about, she started laughing. I started laughing at my own stupidity. And, well, it was a nice little moment. I thought it was very nice. But the fact that she brought it up again just means that I'm just not gonna live it down. Never. Not till the day I die. As long as she remembers who I am, she's gonna remember that. And I don't know whether to be proud or horrified. Now, here's the other response. Fruity Pebbles responded by saying, music. 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 Well, that's rather vague, don't you think? Do you want me to review music? Do you want me to, oh look, you're playing Counter-Strike right now. That's great. Good for you, buddy. Do you want me to talk about my favorite kind of music? I understand that you're just trying to give me a general topic. I understand that you're just trying to give me, you know, trying to get the ball rolling and stuff. And I really do appreciate it. It's not like I wanted you to be more specific. I'm really happy that you gave me this great suggestion. It's actually a really good suggestion. I was running out of things to do, and I can't believe that I didn't think of talking about music. Now, my music taste isn't particularly amazing or eccentric. You know, I listen to the Beatles. I mean, who doesn't at this point, right? I listen to rock, I listen to hip-hop, I listen to rap, I listen to jazz, I listen to lo-fi, I listen to a whole lot of things. A whole lot of things. You know, during sophomore, junior year, I was going through a Beatles phase where it was the only kind of music that I listened to. But now you know, on top of listening to them, I also listen to, actually, you know what, it'd be a lot easier if I just go through my Spotify playlist right now. One second, please, I'll be right back. Luckily for me, Spotify has this great little thing where they say they have your daily mixes, which is basically they take your top listened to, oh my, what a development. It appears that my first daily mix, the daily mix with the music that I listen to the most, has changed. It's no longer about the Beatles or Paul McCartney or Buffalo Springfield or David Bowie. No. It's about Jack Johnson, Weezer, and Nirvana, Rivers Cuomo, and Ben Folds. And I assume that a lot of you don't know who those are, but if you do, you're pretty cool. Now, Jack Johnson, I listen to because sometimes I just want to be chill, you know? Most of the time. I'm a pretty mellow person. I mean, that's what I've heard from most people. And I need music that reflects on that. You know, because when music is too heavy, you know, I get anxious. When music is too boring, I get bored, obviously. So Jack Johnson is that perfect sort of middle ground. It's calm, but it's got good rhythm. And I love him. In a completely platonic way. Red Hot Chili Peppers, of course, you know, Give It Away. You know, you've got Under the Bridge. You've got, Can't Stop. And I'm a very casual fan of Red Hot Chili Peppers, but their hits, I do love. Aeroplane, that's a really good one. I did love that one, yes. The Good Life, of course. Oasis. Yeah, somewhat. They're alright. Supersonic, you know, The Revivalists, Keep Going. I love that song. Very good, very good. What else? Let's go into my, let's see. Oh yeah, Pink Floyd, Creedence, The Strokes, Cage the Elephant. You know, The Strokes are a very good band. I probably wouldn't have started listening to them if it weren't for a very good friend of mine, who will remain nameless, but might show up on the show soon. So keep an eye out for that. What should I say? Keep an ear out for that. Gorillaz, of course. So here's the thing about Gorillaz, and it's such a weird thing, right? So during around freshman year, sophomore year, a lot of my friends were starting to get into Gorillaz, and a lot of them were already fans, but a lot of them had no idea who they are. And I was one of the few that already knew they existed, of course. I mean, everybody's heard Feel Good Inc. on the radio or Clint Eastwood, but it used to be that people didn't exactly know who they were, really. They would hear the music, they would love it, but they never knew who the artist was. Until we all started listening to it. And that was shortly before they released their album, after being gone for, I don't know, 10 years, called Humans. Now, personally, I wasn't that big into the album, but they did enjoy it very much, and I was very proud of that development, really. So yeah, a little tidbit right there. Let's see, who else do we have here? Arctic Monkeys, somewhat. I really love Fluorescent Adolescent, that's a very good song. Are You Mine? But I don't know much about them. Cage the Elephant is a very, very good band, I like to think. A lot of people think they're lazy or not as good as most people bring them up to be, but I think for what it's, for as a whole, they're pretty good. Daft Punk, yeah, sure. Very casual fan, though. Let's go into the hip-hop. I've got hip-hop stuff here. I have to have hip-hop stuff in here. You know, during middle school, all I used to listen to was Eminem. And nowadays, you know, that's kind of lame to be a fan of Eminem. I don't know exactly why. I mean, some political stuff, something he said. He had some beef with this rapper. But a lot of people clown on you for being a fan of Eminem. I still love his music. I own one of his CDs. And, you know, it was just something that I listened to growing up. I was a very angry kid when I was in middle school, but you've got to understand that middle school is one of the most rough parts of, you know, growing up in the United States. Because you don't know what you're doing. You have no idea. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you want to do. You've hardly got an idea. And if you did, then I'm just going to call you out for lying. You had no idea. You were scared. Of course you were, of course. And so was I. But I had something to channel my anger through. And that was Eminem. With his violent lyrics and his attitude and his offensive demeanor, I got very attached to that sort of music. And of course I did. You see, life was very hard for back then. Not too hard, of course, but it was hard enough. Now, let's see here. You know, and Eminem isn't the only rap I listen to, of course not. Back when J. Cole was still relevant, I used to listen to him. Kendrick Lamar. The Beastie Boys are really good. A lot of people don't really bring them up that much, but I respect the Beastie Boys a lot. And that's one of the things. I wish there were better, more well-known Hispanic rappers out there. Because I think that Hispanics right now especially have a lot to rap about. We have a lot to complain about right now. And if we had a Hispanic rapper, you know, he'd probably start he'd have a lot of material, is what I'm trying to say. Right now is probably one of the best times to start becoming a Mexican rapper. Maybe I can start. But let's be real now. Just because I rhyme a little bit here and there doesn't mean that I'll ever become a rapper anytime soon. Now, those were all the suggestions we got today, but maybe in the future I'll get some more. And maybe I'll create a new episode. Who knows? Anyway, I had a lot of fun today. And I hope you did too. You know, I really enjoy when you come around and listen to me. You bring this little recording a lot of happiness, you know that? And I need you to go to sleep tonight, and I want you to be thinking about that. And I want you to get a good night's sleep. Get off of your electronics 1 hour before. And get a good night's sleep. Wake up early. because I'll be seeing you tomorrow, maybe, perhaps, I don't know who you are. Who the hell are you? Get out of here. Bye.